This is a Triple J podcast.
On this episode of Simply the Jest, stick 'em up because we are getting our very best court stories. You'll hear about getting caught in the bedroom, caught in the bathtub, and even caught on CCTV.
Completely exploded.
What?
Like the serial killer?
Yeah, the serial killer, yeah.
No!
Did you say you died?
Are you back from the dead?
What?
Are you a ghost?
I am back from the dead.
At what point did you realise you were swimming in the pool of one of the most famous musicians of all time?
Like, too late.
Is this a Ratatouille situation?
What?
Wow. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Simply the Jest. Australia's best stories.
Hello there, podcast enthusiasts. It is me, Lewis Hobber.
It's also me, Michael Hing.
And it's me, Jess Perkins.
Toot toot!
Little skipper herself.
Hello, Bucko. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, you know, I'm here doing the podcast. What more could I possibly want in my life? This is the peak.
Now, Perker, we have some news for you, and actually for everyone listening to the podcast, which is that if you love listening to Hobber and Hing...
Fair enough, actually.
But, so I mean, was this rhetorical? I'll shut up.
You don't even need to love it. You could just endure it.
Endure if you're willing to listen. Actually, this is you, Perko. If you are someone who has shown a willingness to endure our yammering on for between, I don't know, 25 and 45 minutes a week, Perko, we have a brand new podcast.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's called Silver Bullet. Mm-hmm. We've been working on it for a long time. We're really excited about it. Now, Jess, you aren't on the podcast regularly, as you are on Simply the Jest, but you are a guest on one of our episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we should say what the podcast is.
Sure.
It's Lewis and I...
It's a storytelling podcast where each week people call in.
It's a podcast where Lewis and I are searching for a silver bullet. Now, obviously, Lewis and I are extremely broken people. Mm-hmm. I think if you've listened to this podcast, you would know that even though we make fun of Perko, she's probably the most well-adjusted out of the three of us, which I hate to admit,
it's
but here
heartbreaking.
We are. So obviously, you know, Lewis and I have tried all the regular remedies to being broken, diet, exercise, therapy, all that kind of stuff. But also, we just want to try some wacky stuff as well.
Well, we both have tried wacky things in the past, particularly during the pandemic. You and I would come in and see each other every week or every day, and we'd be like, how's the brain? 0 out of 10. What are you doing to fix it? And Hing would be like, well, I just spent $500 on a titanium spinning top, which is supposed to help me meditate. And I'm
For example,
that's... not going to help.
Meanwhile, Lewis got an eye massager that he bought off a, I would say, quite dodgy Chinese website.
Well, look, it does massage the eyes really well.
It does also get too hot, doesn't it?
Well, it's an eye heater, first and foremost. That is actually its designated function. The massage is a bonus. The second bonus it has is it does play little songs to you. And the songs will drive you insane. But the heat and the massage, pretty damn good.
So these are the kind of things we'll be trying. Each week we get a guest on, we try out a new solution to life's, to any and all of life's problems, and we give it a review. Now, Perker, when you came on, your episode isn't out yet. It will be out in a couple of weeks' time. But what did you get us to do?
Get spray tan.
So look, if you want Perko to be judging our semi-naked bodies, that's coming up.
We're really excited about it. You can listen to it wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Yep.
If you just look up Silver Bullet or Hobber and Hing's Silver Bullet, you'll be able to find it there. But also, we're going to be doing this one on YouTube.
Yep.
So you can see our faces. I was about to say beautiful, and then I was about to say ugly, and then I just couldn't commit to either angle.
See, this is the kind of anxiety we're trying to overcome, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough plugging for that. Shall we get into this week's episode? Perko, we have this week an incredible topic. We're going with the topic of Simply Just Caught.
And we've we've explored, you know, where you've been caught before, and it's always a fun and silly and loose topic. I just remembered one.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily it's not me looking like an idiot, which is great, but it's my partner, Aiden, who you guys know, and he's lovely.
Yeah.
But he's also a bit odd. But, you know, I like that about him. Anyway, I got home from work recently and I've walked in the door and he was in a Zoom meeting. And so I was just, you know, being quiet. I was in the kitchen and I could hear him in the other room just farting like several times. He's just sitting there watching this Zoom meeting, watching somebody talk. He's just farting. And then one time he farted a bit louder than the others and kind of without thinking, he just sort of said, whoops. And then I heard his boss say, sorry, Aiden, what was that?
Oh, he had the mic on the whole time.
Mic was on the entire time.
Didn't mute, was having a toot.
He got caught farting in a Zoom meeting, and then he just sort of goes, oh, sorry, I thought I was on mute, and continues with the meeting. I'm losing it in the kitchen, absolutely wetting myself laughing. He comes out and just goes, well, that's a bit embarrassing. I was like, everybody you work with. Just heard you farting up a storm.
Yeah. Now, Perk, I guess this is a good time to tell you that sometimes you leave the mics on in the studio, and boy, howdy, do you let them rip.
and we, every time we you leave, we go, damn, Perk's doing some great toots at the moment. And that's really where the catchphrase, toot toot, came from.
My butt.
Little skipper, toot toot. Every time we say that, it's actually Jess farting twice. Doing an incredible impression of our voices.
I also have a court story. I don't know if I've told this one on the podcast before. The story about how I caught my high school girlfriend cheating on me.
Hot damn. No, I don't think you have.
Okay, so it was, I would say in some ways, a detective game as sharp as Sherlock Holmes himself.
Wow.
And in other ways, something so humiliating that I don't talk about it a lot.
Fucking is afoot.
So I was dating someone, and it came, I think we'd been dating not for very long.
Maybe how old were you? I'm just trying to figure out how much I can find this funny.
17?
Okay.
16, 17.
It's still, that's funny territory for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think I was like 16 or 17.
Okay.
And we'd been dating for maybe, I don't know, let's say like less than half a year, a couple of months, right?
Okay.
It's coming up to Valentine's Day. So we started dating towards the end of the year, and then was Valentine's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of that time was actually over summer holidays.
Where we spent a lot of time together.
Oh,
so
okay.
It had been good, right? And for Valentine's Day, I went and bought a necklace. You know, when you're like 17, you're trying to buy a gal a necklace, and you go to like, I don't know, Prouds or whatever, some like dude.
I still have nightmares about a necklace that I brought my girlfriend when I was 18.
Yeah?
Horrific. Just the ugliest thing in the world, but go on.
Well, I'd bought what I could afford, which was like a $60 necklace, right?
Damn, all right.
Not bad.
Well, it was the cheapest one in the shop, but and I thought she'd like it. It had a little heart on it, you know, classic
stuff.
Did you
pay cash?
I did pay cash, yeah.
Of course you did.
Of course, yeah. I didn't have a credit card as a 16-year-old. Anyway, gave it to her, and she gave me a voucher for a CD store. This is back when CDs still occurred. Still were a thing, right? It was an HMV.
Oh, I do know this story.
Okay. So then I, like, 2 days later, whatever it was, on the weekend, to HMV, to the store, and I go, hey, I have a $100 gift voucher here. I want to buy, like, what, five CDs? Mm. Oh, my goodness, please, you know, sign me up. And I go get all my CDs, bring them to the front of the counter. The girl at the counter, she goes to the voucher, and she goes, this is expired. And I was like, no, it can't be expired. I just got it. It's a Valentine's Day gift. And she was like, she's like looking at the code. She's like, no, they only last for a year. This was purchased in January of last year, so it's expired now. And I was like, but I just got it. Anyway, it turned out that my girlfriend had received this gift voucher from her boyfriend for Valentine's Day the year before, had not spent it, had stayed with him, had got me as a side piece, didn't tell either of us what was happening. And then the only reason any of it came out is because I tried to spend an expired HMV voucher at a CD store. And the whole thing unraveled. Anyway, obviously I'm over it and it's very cool and I'm fine now. I'm fine with it now.
Can I just say, like, the idea of going, I think I need a side piece, and going for Michael Hing is one of the strangest choices I've ever heard.
I also find being like 17 and going, yeah, I need a side piece, weird, don't you?
Yeah, well, he was, I think he was in a...
The wife and kids are getting me down.
Yeah, just having a secret life with me. No, I think he'd moved schools. I think he'd moved at the area. So he'd gone, he wasn't at school, but he'd gone to a different area. And so I think she hadn't really broken up with him. Yeah. Wow. And they were still talking on MSN Messenger or whatever it was.
Oh,
the betrayal.
Sorry, I think I just triggered you both.
Yeah, something about MSN Messenger. I was like, oh, yeah, no, there was a lot of scandals broached on MSN Messenger. LOL. ASL.
Lewis, have you ever been caught doing anything, or are you a perfect angel?
You know that I've been caught doing a lot of things. I've gotten away with most of it, but I will get caught eventually. You know when they say that about a criminal? The things that you catch them for. That's just one of the things that many of the things they've done.
Yeah. I think the reason you get caught is you always go back to watch the fires.
I just love to watch the burning and the fire. I love the heat and the screams. We've talked about this before in terms of the different ways that we all get punished as kids.
Oh, sure.
Like, I got caught by the police with marijuana once. And I was very young and it wasn't a lot. And I'm white.
It's probably oregano.
Yeah, yeah. The cops just dropped me home.
It's a bit of a warning.
And my parents were like, oh, yeah. Like, the cops are like, your son had marijuana. And then they're like, sure. And that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much how that would happen for you, Hingers, if you'd have been taken home with weed by the cops?
Look, we'll never know, because obviously I would never engage with drugs. Now, shall we get into some stories?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Coming up, you'll hear about a mother who is way too comfortable around her son, the fastest growing toenails in the West, and a security guard that got way more than he bargained for.
Olivia in Tookley, what's your court story?
Hi, guys. So my boyfriend's mum caught us in the weirdest act.
Oh, no. Oh, great tease.
Great, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm hooked in, Olivia. What happened?
I'm loving this.
So me and my partner, my boyfriend at the time, we were doing, you know, the midday sexy time. We were going at it. He was under the blanket, you know, doing his thing.
Wait. I'm sorry. Doing his thing could mean so many different things.
Hang on.
But if you're going to give us euphemisms, you need to be even slightly more specific as you were being vague.
So he was eating me out under the blanket.
I don't know what you expected there, Lewis. Actually,
I'm honest. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. So he was doing his little thing under there.
Okay.
Now we know what that means.
And the door was shut. Obviously, it was at
not
his
a euphemism
parents'
that
house.
One.
Yeah. Door was shut. Parents' house. His mum was home. Decided to not knock or anything. Just open the door. Come in. Sit on the bed and just wait and stare me in the eyes.
Wait
and
for what?
For you to finish?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for me to finish, basically. And obviously I couldn't finish when I had someone staring me in the eyes.
It's horrifying.
Not for everyone.
Yeah, not for me anyway. But, yeah, staring at me in the eyes, just waiting. And I was like, I tapped him on the head. I was like, excuse me, your mum's sitting right there. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Just let me finish.
No.
No, not happening.
Yeah.
And then he was still under the blanket, and his mum and him started having a full-on conversation in the middle of him trying to, you know, make me finish. And I was like, not happening. I got up, walked out. I was like,
He's using his tongue for conversation and for the deed simultaneously.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's impressive in some ways, horrific in others.
I hate this family.
So do I.
Was this the beginning of the end for you and the then boyfriend?
Pretty much. He's an ex now, so say that was, you know, his mum was part of the issue there.
Wow. That is mortifying.
Horrifying.
Chloe, what's your court story?
Hiya. I was caught in a deadly hot tub and my brother's exceptionally fast growing toenail saved my life.
What? What the hell? That's the greatest headline I've ever heard.
This is great teasers today already.
Yeah, love this. So you're in a deadly hot tub. Tell us about this hot tub.
Okay, so I was 10 and on a holiday. I was, of course, pretending to be a mermaid in the hot tub.
Classic.
When a large section of my hair got stuck in one of the valves whilst I was underwater.
Oh, no. Oh shoot.
So my mum and my brother can hear flailing and splashing that is not mermaid-like whatsoever.
No, doesn't have the grace. Running.
I don't remember that scene from Little Mermaid, just slowly running out of air.
No, 10-year-old drowning. They can't find the off button to the hot tub. And, of course, who brings scissors on a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
So my brother, however, has exceptionally fast-growing toenails, notoriously. And he's packed his toenail clippers for a 4-day holiday.
Oh.
And he yells, the toenail clippers, and I had a terrible, terrible haircut for the next few weeks.
But you were alive.
But I was free.
Toenail clippers. So, not the scissors, but like the actual clippers. So he gave you a haircut.
It was the only thing. They tried to yank my hair out, and the clippers were the only thing.
So those tiny little clippers, so he had to like go along going
yeah.
all the way along your hair.
for probably a good quarter of my hair. Yeah.
Oh. And did your, I mean, as a brother, I've got two sisters. When I was a kid, I would have loved to do that. The idea of giving my sisters a humiliating haircut with some toenail clippers would have filled like childhood me with joy.
While also saving their life and holding that over them for the rest of the year.
And then they don't get to complain about the bad hair because you saved their life. Wow. It's honestly the perfect scenario for a sibling to be in.
It's heaven. Courtney, what's your court story, Courtney?
Hello, Three Musketeers. Yes. My story is about the first time my partner and I did the adult noughties.
Here we go.
We were both from Melbourne. We met just at the start of COVID, so everything was obviously in full lockdown. Mm-hmm. So dates were pretty limited to like picnics in the park and stuff like that.
Sure.
Date number four rolled around. We just sort of got some takeaway and went and did the whole watch the city lights kind of thing from the back of the car. One thing led to another, started to get a bit frisky, but where we all parked, we were in quite a popular place, so we moved away and went for somewhere a bit more secluded.
It's like down by a river or something?
Where make you out
pop yeah, into that a... kind of thing.
Okay, sure. By the old jetty. Okay.
And we did, you know, got down, did the hanky-panky, and it was all a bit of a cute moment. And he just asked me to be his girlfriend, and then these two big headlights just got shined on the back of the car.
Oh, no.
We sort of waited a few seconds, hoping they would just leave, but they obviously weren't going to. So eventually my partner put on some clothes and stuck his head out the door, and it was the police.
Oh, no.
Where we had pulled up, obviously, was unknown to us, was quite a popular tourist attraction park. And just having a car parked out the front of it, they obviously assumed that maybe we were breaking in, or probably let's face it, they probably knew what we were really doing.
But, but if you're in a car and doing it, I guess I'm not across the legals of this. Is that allowed at night?
No, I guess.
But maybe during COVID, it was breaking those rules.
Sure, maybe. Okay, what did the police say when they when they approached?
Oh, we just did the nice pleasantries of no worries. We're just going to head off like it's all good. And then just as they were about to leave, my partner called out to the police officer by his first name and was like, hey, I didn't know you'd become a police officer.
No! No.
It turns out that he used to work with him and knew him quite well.
No!
The police officer just turned around and looked at us and just gave us one line of, well, I didn't know you liked to shag in the bushes, so.
Tony in Redland Bay, what is your court story?
So I was a head security guard at a pub, and it was quiet Saturday, and there was a couple having sex in the toilets, in the disabled toilets.
Uh-huh.
And we knocked on it saying, you guys need to get out. And so we kicked they opened the door, and the male just ran. He just legged it, and it was like a raining Saturday. And so the girl was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And we escorted her out. Anyway, so a bit later, this lady comes up to me and goes, oh, did you kick out a guy wearing a white shirt and jeans? And I was like, oh, yeah, we kicked out a guy in some that description. We caught him having sex in the disabled toilets. And she's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, it was with that lady over there. Turns out that the lady was her friend.
Wait, what do you mean? And who is she to the guy?
So the guy was, the other lady was the wife.
Oh!
And the lady
okay.
So he was having sex with in the toilets was
cheated on his wife with his wife's friend at the pub.
In public.
Yes.
And then got caught by the security guards and booted out. And then the reason she found out that he was cheating is because you had to explain what he was caught for.
And why I kicked him out, yes.
Sam from Newcastle, the greatest city in the world. What is your court story?
Hey, mate. So my story is we had some next-door neighbours that used to come over to the house regularly and sort of just, like, have, like, dinner and, you know, watch the football. I'm sitting in the lounge room with my parents. I'm sort of, like, about 13 years old. My sister's, like 2 years older. And anyways, I noticed that I'm sitting on the lounge and I noticed that my next-door neighbour, his name's Michael, and I look at his... just happened to look like that direction. I look at his little toenail. I'm not sure why there's so many toenail stories today, but his little toenail was about 3.5 centimetres long and the rest perfectly clipped.
You the little one, the little toe. Some people sometimes do that with a fingernail and they call it a drug nail or a coke nail on their fingers. Yeah. He was doing that with his toenail.
I'm not sure what this guy was doing, but it was weird. And I'm sitting there with my phone, so I text my sister. She's sitting on the other couch. I just saying, "Oi, check out." Like, you know, I sent her a text. I won't tell you. I sent her a text, and then and so then I'm looking at my sister, going, "Oi, look at your phone." She didn't look at it, and I was like, "Oi, look at your phone." And then, anyways, she goes, "What? All this says is, look at how long Michael's little toenail is."
Oh my god!
And I just went, "Oh!" And he looked straight at me, and I was like, "Oh, sorry, bro."
Oh no!
He looked straight at her, and then he had a moment where he just looked down and sort of just like touched his toenail and just like kept on watching TV. And then I just went, "Oh yeah, I'm starting to feel a bit crook," and just left my sister downstairs to deal with the crap.
Oh, that makes me sick, and I don't know why.
Yeah, it's mortifying. It's very upsetting. Yeah.
Thank you,
and
Sam.
And also, where's the solidarity? Where, you know, from the sister? Unfair. Yeah.
Was anyone else thinking he had a coke toenail?
Yeah, I was.
Anyone else thinking he was trying to do...
That's the most flexible drug addict in the world.
Trying to do bumps of cocaine off his toenail, off his elongated toenail?
Yeah, that honestly, it's the only thing I could think of. I'm like, why else would you have it? Unless he... You know how there are people who are in the movies, there's always some like henchman. I'm thinking of like a sort of Tom Cruise 80s, like he's getting into a bar fight or whatever.
Yep, yep.
And some guy like clicks his heels... And a knife shoots out of the boot?
Yes.
Sure, okay. Yeah, a spur
maybe
or something. Yeah.
That's like him. He kicks off his thong and then just like, he's got a little talent to kick people. Yeah. Maybe he's a big kicker.
Also, how was that story from Tony about the security guard Perko?
Oh, man. Loved that. Loved that it was the wife that found out at the end.
Look, can I be honest? I feel like Tony didn't tell the story as well as he could have.
He just missed the one detail, didn't he? He just needed to reorder the fact that it was the wife. We were all like, wait, no, that isn't that interesting. And then we were like, oh, that's the most interesting thing in the world.
Yeah. But maybe, because I was wondering why the guy came out of the bathrooms and just bolted.
Just bolted, yeah.
Man.
But now it makes sense. The guy's cheating.
Just the, like, nerve. The nerve of someone in it, because he's like, it's a quiet night. Wasn't even like the busiest pub in the world.
Yeah.
He snuck away with his wife's friend to have sex.
Wasn't New Year's Eve or something in a chaotic evening? Not that that would excuse
no,
it.
No,
but you could, you know.
At least in your head, then you're like, oh, maybe we'll get away with it. You're like, mate, it's a quiet night at the pub.
It's brazen.
It's quite brazen.
That has scarred me now. I think that any running man, probably a cheater, that's what I'll say. Yeah. Any man who's sprinting, have they recently cheated on their partner? Matt Shervington, I'm calling you out.
I mean, I don't think he sprinted recently.
Right, okay, sure.
But, yeah, the Olympics.
Very topical reference.
Well, he just got that gig at Sunrise. That's why he's on my brain.
Bolt, Usain Bolt might have been a more timely reference.
I mean, Usain Bolt has definitely cheated on some people.
100%.
I don't want to defo him. But,
no, I think it's like out there.
Yeah,
I don't think it's defo.
I've heard some stories that are pretty close to home about Usain Bolt. Yeah.
In fact, Usain Bolt had sex with Ting's high school girlfriend.
Sorry to bring
While
up
they were all
again.
High school age.
Let me tell you, he's not quick at everything. You know? There are some races I beat Usain Bolt in, actually. Sorry, that's probably a bit crook.
No, it's good stuff.
All right, let's get to some more stories. Coming up, you'll hear about a severed finger and also a nipple ring.
Adam, what's your court story?
Hey, this is the story of when I accidentally chopped my brother's finger off.
Oh! Right, pretty full on.
How do these come up, regardless of what the topic is?
Adam, what happened?
Well, I was about 5, he was probably 4, so we got the ball stuck in the drain. I tried to put a stick to lift up the concrete slab on top. And
oh, no.
I don't know why I thought he could lift it. I said, oh, I'll try and lift it. And obviously the stick snapped. And yeah.
So how much finger did he lose?
Well, it was pretty much the full ring finger. And first thing I've said is don't tell Mum. And I don't know how we could hide that. But
just wear gloves for the next 15 years.
He got microsurgery and the finger got reattached. I mean, you can't really tell except for his fingernail grows a little bit funny now. But
oh, that's pretty good. So how did you get the finger out of the drain?
Well, it was actually hanging off by a millimetre of skin. But I don't know how that happened. It must have bounced off his finger.
Shouldn't have asked.
Why?
Yeah, don't know why you want that detail.
Why?
Sorry, everybody. Alona in Wagga Wagga, what's your court story?
So in a summer storm a little over a year ago, half a tree fell down next to my house.
Oh.
And it took out the power line direct to my house. So I was the only house on the street without power. And I was outside and all the neighbours had come out to have a look because there was a power line. It was a bit of a spectacle. And there was a kind of cute guy. And we got to talking. And he was from a couple of houses down. And he kind of just dropped a comment of, you know, if you need anything later, you know where I live.
Oh.
So,
hello.
So I thought I'd take the opportunity. A few hours later, my phone battery was about to die. So I grabbed a couple of beers. I grabbed my phone charger. And I decided to go take him up on the offer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I walked up to his house. He lived like three houses down. And I went through the front gate. I went up the footpath. I went to the front door, which was just on a little like veranda. And I literally had my hand up to knock on the door. And I glanced to my right and there was a gap in the curtain. And I just like split second glanced in there and caught him fully naked, lying on the floor, masturbating furiously.
Oh,
God.
Now that's awkward, obviously. But he's in his own home.
He's in his own home.
So he's
he's
allowed to do that.
He's not doing anything wrong.
And as you said, there's a curtain. So he's not trying to show everyone. He's trying to hide. You've just accidentally seen it. So no one's in the wrong here. No one's done anything.
No.
You've not tried to perv. It's just a glimpse. But at the same time, you can't knock on the door because then you know.
Shake his hand.
He comes to the door. He doesn't know. You know. And then you've got to, like, it's just. So what did you do, Alona?
Well, I don't know if he saw me glance through the window. Like, I hadn't knocked at that point. So I kind of just quickly backed away. Like, I don't know if he even heard the gate. But, yeah.
Matt in Essendon, what is your court story?
Howdy, Musketeers.
Hello.
So I'm an electrician and we install a fair bit
by
of
trade or...?
By trade. It depends. So, yeah, we install a fair bit of CCTV and got a call out to Melbourne to kind of... They had a break-in, so they wanted to get some footage on where the guy had got in, basically. And as me and the building manager were going through the footage, we were going to like, oh, where's the security guard? Because, you know, there should still be security guards walking around patrolling. And he walks into frame, getting a bit frisky with a cleaner.
Oh.
And so we catch the... We find the burglar get in and while he's going in stealing stuff, the security guard's having sex with the cleaner.
No!
What? Yeah. So the reason the burglar got in and out was... I can't say that. Sorry, bro.
Well, the burglar wasn't getting in and out.
He found his own way in and out.
Do you think... Was the cleaner in on it? Are they seducing them so that the...
Oh, you think it was a honey trap?
I think it was a honey trap. That's what I'm wondering.
I'm hoping.
Wow. Because it becomes a heist.
It was good on both. Yeah. Good on both of them. But, unfortunately, they both got fired after that, so...
Oh, I mean... yeah, interesting. Oh, I hope they're happy together, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Simon in Melbourne, what's your court story?
Hi, gang. So I was getting a little bit frisky with a partner. Uh-huh. Of course, it's another sex story. No nails this time, I swear.
Okay. Thank you.
And we were sort of like play fighting and tickling and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I started chasing them out of the room. And as he was going through the doorway, he tripped.
Oh.
And his piercing.
Oh no!
So sorry. His nipple piercing got caught in the door latch and ripped clean off.
Wait! The nipple ripped clean off, or the nipple piercing ripped clean off?
Why would you ask, Michael?
The piercing was like a bar through the nipple, and it got caught in the latch, and then it just ripped straight off as he was falling.
I am covering my nipples just to hear this story.
Oh my god.
Yeah, every time I hear it, every time I tell this story, it's the same reaction. But went to the hospital, had to get stitches, the nurse was not nice.
Sorry, I think I need to say as well, because obviously people can only hear us, they can't see us. The way Perko said that, it sounded like her nipples were out. And then she just covered them.
Just so you know, I mean, she's covering them over her clothes, to be clear. Oh, that's. Did you manage to? I guess you were at the hospital, so you didn't manage to rekindle the moment that evening.
No. I think after that, it sort of really took a downhill turn for the sex and the relationship.
Yeah, it's so hard to bounce back from that.
Yeah, we mourned his nipple for a while.
We hardly knew ye. Ash from Melbourne, what's your court story?
Hi, guys, and we'll skip. I used to live in a share house, and I basically caught my housemate using my cat's litter box as a bathroom.
No!
What?
Ones or twos?
But both, unfortunately.
No!
But he straight up gaslit me into thinking my cat was sick.
Shitting like a human.
Yeah.
That's human style shit with the corn in it. No, I think your cat's unwell. That's probably what's happening.
I had to take my cat to the vet.
It's shitting like a full person.
Times. And then I now have the knowledge that I was cleaning his shit out of my cat's litter box.
Yuck. Okay. How far was the bathroom from the kitty litter?
An infuriating small amount.
Yeah.
it was like 10 steps, if that.
So he was into it. This was a thing he wanted to do.
I think he was just being lazy. I don't know. Like, I walked into the bathroom where the litter was and I just saw him squatting over it. Our eyes met. I said nothing. He said nothing. I left the room and I moved out about a week later.
Yuck.
Hang on. So the kitty litter tray was inside the bathroom, like next to the toilet.
No, it was a bathroom with a separate toilet.
Right,
and rather than walking 10 steps to the toilet, he would shit in my cat's litter.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
That is a horrific story. On a show that deals almost exclusively in horrific stories.
You know what I hate to admit? I'm a bit curious now.
As in what it would feel like to shit in kitty litter?
Well, I mean, I've never done it, obviously, but I'm like...
Well, I've shit in the woods. You know what I mean? Like, when you're out camping or something like that.
Yeah.
I think kitty litter is...
It's going to feel the same, yeah.
It's a step up from that, if anything.
Yeah, it's a bit luxurious, but I guess there's nothing to wipe on, is there?
No.
Nah.
Sorry, Perky, you said that so definitively, like you've...
Well, because cats have got that very, you know, they've got they've got a sphincter that really slices it off at the end.
Perko, you enjoying this conversation?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I've got a dog and I've got like a little grass patch on the balcony him if you wanted to take that for a spin.
Have you never looked at that grass patch and thought, oh, that's the life for me?
Aiden has pissed on it before.
No!
No.
What do you mean?
Was he drunk or was he curious?
Was he stuck on the balcony?
Okay, maybe twice. Once he was drunk. The other time was when we first got our dog and he was a puppy and we'd read something about toilet training them sometimes that like if you pee, it'll smell like piss and then they'll know to piss there.
Okay. I would have thought he would have marked it like it was Aiden marking his territory and then the dog would have been like, no, not for me then. That's dad's grass.
They'll just mark right on top. So that's what he would have done. But what actually ended up happening is as Aiden was peeing on the grass, the dog kind of walked into it and Aiden sort of pissed on the dog a little bit.
I've got to make a phone call. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to have that dog anymore. All right, let's get now to our very special extra caller for this week. It is time for our bonus caller. Celebrating the late great, still alive, Pat Boone. And our bonus call this week is from Sean in Adelaide. G'day, Sean. What is your court story?
There was a bunch of us. We would sometimes go down to Northern New South Wales, Cabarita Beach, lovely part of the world. There was some cabin accommodation there that we would stay at quite a bit. One weekend we were down there for a friend's birthday party. So you can imagine there's lots of drinks, bit of food, everyone's enjoying themselves and this cabin style accommodation. So one of my mates and his girlfriend decided to go back to their cabin for a bit of bit of jiggery pokery, let's say. Sure. Anyway, so apparently it was all happening, and then she decided she needed to go to the bathroom. Now, the bathroom's a separate building, so mm-hmm. she's left. Now, apparently while she's done that, he's got naked, thought it would be funny, turned the lights off and got under the bed to hide from her. He's going to scare her when she came back in.
Oh, that's fraught.
Yes. So she's come in. Oh, lights off. Anyway, so she's run across the room and jumped on the bed. Now, these are like quite old style spring mattresses. So the weight of her has come down. Oh. He's on the floor naked. Oh. And then as the springs have come up, they've closed on his scrotum.
No! No!
He's freaking out. She's freaking out because, like, you know, everyone's a bit pissed. She's come running out of the cabin like, help, help, help. We're all like, oh, my God, what's going on? We come running in, turn the light on, and it's like, where's David? And then we hear this kind of whimpering, crying from under the bed. So we've all literally done, like, you know, how you just see heads appear.
Check under the bed.
Down the side of the bed. Check under the bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's, because all we could see was the back of his head and his heels were on the floor and the rest of him was suspended, stuck under the bed. So we've all had a good laugh and then we've had to have a think about it, get our collective delusional drunk heads around how we're going to get him out.
So what did you do?
So we all decided that a couple of us guys would, you know, had to get the timing right. We would jump on the bed and then he would kind of have to pull his bum away to get the scrotum released from the springs.
Incredible. So it was a crazy solution to that problem, and I love it.
So did it work?
Because the timing on that is so precise.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just gently lain on the bed,
you could.
It would have extended the springs down.
You know.
But instead, you're like, let's all jump on it and give him a tenth of a second to rip his scrotum out of these springs.
It honestly feels like something out of an Indiana Jones film.
Yeah, we all decided the funnest thing to do for us, to you know, for fun, would be to jump on the bed. So about two or three of us would jumping on the bed he had to try and time it to get his scrote out of the springs.
How'd he go?
But, we got there. And he was fine, bit of bruising, but no hospital visit. And so, happy end.
Wow.
That's really incredible.
That's really great. Thank you, Sean. It's such a great visual, every part of that.
Yep.
I really felt like I was in watching the story of your life unfold. It was beautiful.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy your day.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, can I just say, if my scrotum ever gets caught in a mattress like that...
Uh-huh.
Again.
For the 18th time.
The next time my scrotum gets caught in a series of springs, I think we should try the jump technique.
Yeah, it's...
I'm sick of this lean and pry technique. I want jump. Nothing but jump from you cowboys.
He is like, man, I think this has just awoken something in me, this story. He gets home, babe, how strong's our mattress?
Yeah. You jump on something, I'm going to hide. And I guess the real moral of that story is don't hide to scare people. That's a fraught thing to do.
It really is. I'm not much of a hider myself, but also, just anything naked is it just adds the extra 10% of the chance that your bits will get caught.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we've learned from this podcast. Mm-hmm. It has given me a fear of fingers and penises getting stuck in things.
Let's not forget nipples.
And nipples.
Hey, we're covering our nipples as we speak.
Which brings us to the only time of the week where Jess has to do anything. Jess, it's time for you to do your job and pick one of the stories from this absolute ball terror of an episode.
Look, I've loved this episode. I really liked Matt's story about the CCTV footage showing the security guard and the cleaner getting frisky. Loved that.
While the rubber got away.
While the rubber got away.
Dirty, as it were.
Oh, man. Damn it, that's so good. Loved that story. We had some great ones. I loved them all, but I think just for how incredibly mortifying it was that Olivia had to go through what she went through with her boyfriend's mum, just wandering in, sitting on the bed, maintaining eye contact while she got eaten out is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And I think Olivia dodged a bullet breaking up with that guy because his mum is creepy. So Olivia is simply the jest for this week.
Congratulations to Olivia. You win a big red sticker that says I was the best on Simply the Jest. You also win a golden ham shank earring courtesy of Hobber & Incorporated. Perko, an incredibly deserving win, I think. Basically, for this show, if you go through something harrowing, the more harrowing it is, the more likely it is the Perko will give you a sticker.
Yeah, because you need it, you know? Mm. What's gonna pick you up? Yep. A big sticker.
Also, just I haven't heard that the words eating out said in the way that Olivia said them. Like, yeah. It really cast me back to a different time, you know?
Do you remember last week when that lady called in about Papa Roach eating her out?
Did she say eat me out as well?
I think she had to, because I think the topic was eating.
God damn. It's so true. Two eating out stories.
Oh, damn. Maybe eating out's the new piss. What do you think, Pogo?
Wow.
No. Let's stick with piss.
it's just 2 weeks in a row now. You've gone for the...
Yeah. It could be third week. If you have a story about getting eaten out...
The topic next week.
Please text it in to Jess specifically.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Send it to me. No, don't.
A huge thank you to everyone who follows this podcast on all the podcast apps and whatnot. Please do leave it a review or a rating. We love to read those. Thank you to our producers. We have Ann Carter. We have Lou Hill on this one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as Hing was saying at the top of the podcast, if you enjoy this podcast, there's a 85% chance you'll really love Silver Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, you know what? 87% chance. 87%
chance.
Yeah. Okay.
I reckon that's pretty high. I'd take those odds.
Jessica, thank you again for joining us. We love you so much.
I love you more than life itself.
Love you a bit.
Well, come on. No, be nice.
No, do you know what? I do love Jess very much. And do you know what, Jess?
Come on! What about Hing?
Sorry. Continue. Oh, sorry. No, Hing's fine.
Okay.
But Jess... We were texting earlier in the week, as we like to do, and you were like, just so you know, you really brought it to my attention, that you and I have been doing a weekly segment together for 6 years.
Yeah.
6 years.
6 years.
So think back to what your life was like in 2017.
God, it was better.
I was going to say, do you think 6 years has gone up or down since then, Perko?
No, it's gone up. But that's just age, you know? Like, I've got more money.
Uh-huh. She's doing very well.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Plus, you get to know your old friend Lewis a bit better.
That's right. And the more I know Lewis, the more I grow as a person. Okay, I want to throw up now. Let's
All right.
go.
Okay, thanks everyone. Bye.
So he was eating me out under the blanket.
Hey, it's Sanro. If you're enjoying Simply the Jest, then I reckon you might like Bang On. It's a podcast with me and the legendary Miff Warhurst, banging on about the week of music, pop culture, life, fashion, and stuff. Bang On the ABC Listen app and wherever you get your podcasts.